Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying you through the Bible verse by verse. We are currently making our way through the book of Psalms, which has been such an encouraging thing, and I hope it's been encouraging for you as well. If you have a testimony to share about how Pray Every Day has helped you, you can record it at marydemuth.com/pray, or you can email me at mary@marydemuth.com. So I do hope that this has been an encouraging podcast for you. And a big shout out to all of you who have been listening for over 3 years. That's amazing to me, and I'm super humbled that you have been walking this journey of prayer with me. All right, I'm reading from Psalm 39 in the NIV, and this is what it says. This is a Psalm of David. I said, I will watch my ways and keep my tongue from sin. I will put a muzzle on my mouth while in the presence of the wicked. So I remained utterly silent, not even saying anything good. But my anguish increased. My heart grew hot within me. While I meditated, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. Show me, Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting my life is. You have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is nothing before you. Everything is but a breath, even those who seem secure. Surely everyone goes around like a mere phantom. In vain they rush about, heaping up wealth without knowing whose it will finally be. But now, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you. Save me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the scorn of fools. I was silent. I would not open my mouth, for you are the one who has done this. Remove your scourge from me. I am overcome by the blow of your hand. When you rebuke and discipline anyone for their sin, you consume their wealth like a moth. Surely everyone is but a breath. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for help. Do not be deaf to my weeping. I dwell with you as a foreigner, a stranger, as all my ancestors were. Look away from me that I may enjoy life again before I depart and am no more. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I particularly pray for the people who feel like they're toward the end of their lives and are looking back and evaluating, have they done what they wanted to do? Have they built your kingdom? And maybe they're looking ahead and they're afraid of that final journey to the other side and they have fear. Lord, would you be tender with them? Would you shepherd them through that process that it would not be scary but beautiful? And Lord, I thank you too. This is kind of a weird thing to thank you for, but it's actually very biblical. I thank you for disciplining us because you discipline us as a father disciplines his children. And children are basically illegitimate if their father doesn't discipline them. So a legitimate father disciplines his legitimate children. And so we are your legitimate children and you have legitimately walked with us and corrected us just as a father does. And so I thank you for your correction. I thank you for your discipline. I thank you that your Holy Spirit within us convicts us of sin and shows us the pathway to take. And Lord, thank you for that still quiet voice inside of us that says, maybe you shouldn't have done that. Because it gives us the opportunity to make it right. It gives us the opportunity to go back to the person we've wronged and ask for forgiveness. It gives us the opportunity to kneel before you and say, please forgive me, Lord. It also helps us to realize that you are God and we are not. You are our strength and we are weak. So Lord, we thank you so much for disciplining your children and thank you for disciplining us. I so appreciate the fact that you don't let go of us. You don't let us walk down those difficult and, you know, sin-stained paths. You correct us and you move us toward that narrow way that we so desperately need. So I thank you for that. Lord, help us to watch our ways and to keep our tongues from sin. That's one of the hardest ways to find self-control is through how we deal with what we say. And Lord, it's easy just to spout off. I'm reminded of a time I was hiking and I gave full vent to my my stress and my suffering and all of that. And later I regretted it because I realized I didn't need to do that. And so Lord, help us to put a bit and bridle on our tongue and control it through self-control, through the power of your spirit. We want to give life to people this week. So show us instead of always praying about negative things, show us instead how to bless someone today with our words. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. The higher the level you support, the more goodies and freebies you get. And again, thank you to all of you who are patrons of the show. Thank you for helping pay for William, who does all the great work behind the scenes here at Pray Every Day, and Kristen, who does all the social media for this podcast. So thank you so much for supporting them as well.